Inside Sources.
Inside Sources.
America's voice of reason. Boyd Matheson.
On Utah's home for elevated conversation.
Inside Sources on KSL News Radio.
We've often talked about the arsonist who's a firefighter, and sometimes that's how things tend to go when it gets to our nation's capital. And sometimes a big federal government tries to solve a government problem with more government problems. Someone who's taken a close look at that and a very interesting, very specific application to all of that. Mark Hyden, of course, is the director of state government affairs at the R Street Institute. Great piece on what President Biden is proposing to fix in government with more government. And Mark, welcome back to the show.
Hey, thanks so much for having me.
So let's get into this in terms of how do we actually get out of the arsonist firefighter downward spiral when it comes to government, trying to solve government with more government?
I mean, well, first of all, government is the only sector that can cause a crisis and then claim that the only way to fix that crisis is to give them more power and more money. And that's exactly what's happening here. The government has undermined the housing market, and now the feds supposedly want to fix it by creating new government programs and spending more money, as if a country in $34 trillion in debt has any extra money to spend.
Yeah. And so kind of dig into that, unpack it for us just a little bit in terms of what government programs or processes have been put in place when it comes to the housing and how that impact is rolling out.
Sure. Well, I mean, if you take a step back and you look at it, I mean, I'm sure all of your listeners know prices for houses, it's gone through the roof, but we also don't have inventory at the same time. And a lot of this goes into the fact that in order to try to fight against inflation, the feds have increased the Federal Reserve rate. And what happens when you do that? Mortgage rates go skyrocketing. Right now, they're sitting at over 7%. But it gets compounded even worse when you look at government regulation actually accounts for about 25% of a home's price. So if you buy a $400,000 home, if you take out the government regulation, it would have cost only $300,000. So I think we can all collectively thank the government for that one.
Wow. That is, I just want to slow down on that one just a little bit to let that sink in. So if you've recently purchased a new home, or just think of when you bought the home that you're currently living in, that 25% of the cost of that was directly related to regulation. Am I reading that right?
That's correct. I mean, there's various kinds of regulation at different levels of government that will impact this. But all told, a study that came out in 2021 came to that conclusion, and that is just absolutely shocking. Imagine how much more of a house someone could buy or what kind of home someone could buy who is living below the poverty line or struggling if it was 25% cheaper and we just got government out of the way.
Yeah. So talk to us a little bit about what the president is proposing, again, trying to solve this problem that clearly has a government genesis component to it. Give us a sense of what it is the president's proposing and what the impact of that might be.
Well, I would call it a virtual cash giveaway. That's what he's endorsing.
What could possibly go wrong there?
Correct. But, you know, first of all, like I will commend the Biden administration for acknowledging that there is a housing problem. I mean, we have a shortage of upwards of over 6 million homes that we need to try to bring some balance to the market. But instead of addressing the issues that are laying right in front of us, the Biden administration has gone in a different direction. And they endorsed a plan to add 2 million homes to the market by providing tax incentives to build more houses, offering a $10,000 tax credit to individuals to sell their home, and $25,000 in down payment assistance to first-generation homebuyers. Second-generation homebuyers need not apply because it wouldn't go to them. So this is just a tax scheme in many ways and a cash giveaway that isn't going to fix it. So, I mean, first of all, his goal is to add 2 million homes to the market. Well, that doesn't do a whole lot when we need over 6 million homes in the market. And a $10,000 tax credit to incentivize someone to sell their home is patently ridiculous, because if they have to buy another home, when you factor in the inflated mortgage rate, they're going to pay $10,000 or more dollars in about a year just in the increased mortgage rates.
Yeah, I think that when I read that in your piece the first time, I think I read it like four times, that there would be $10,000 tax inducement to sell your home. That was a new one for me. And then, of course, you start extrapolating that out, and it's like that just doesn't make sense in any way, shape, or form. And so if you look at some real solutions in terms of what's a better way to go at this in terms of dealing, as you said, 6 million homes short, we're a long, long, long way from that. Even the president's proposal only projects about 2 million. How do we actually get on a path where that becomes a little more plausible?
I mean, it's not going to happen overnight, no matter what we do. But I feel like government is not the answer here. Government is actually the problem to a lot of the issues that we're facing. But we, state, local, and feds, they can all work together to try to ameliorate the situation. One, by cutting some of these regulations that makes it so difficult to build homes and makes it difficult to build affordable homes. So getting rid of some of those costly regulations and working with local officials, because there's different localities that are imposing moratoriums preventing construction of various kinds of housing, which that's not really helping the situation at all. And then lastly, what I think is one of the most important issues to the housing discussion is the Federal Reserve rate, because when Biden took office, or just before he did, the mortgage rates were below 3% for someone with good credit who wanted to buy a home, and now they stand at over 7%. And that is directly related to the Federal Reserve rate. So working to draw that back in a way that can lower mortgage rates will really help the market.
Yeah. Great insight, great perspective. As always, Mark Hyden's the Director of State Government Affairs at the R Street Institute. Mark, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
Again, that's Mark Hyden from the R Street Institute. And this is, again, one of those things where on the surface you can say, wow, we're going to have incentives. We're going to have tax inducements. I could never quite wrap my head around why are we giving a $10,000 tax inducement to someone to sell their home, knowing they're going to have to go buy something else in the process, but not really getting at the root cause. Obviously, where the interest rate is a huge factor in all of that. And then also making sure we're keeping the cost for home builders, those regulatory costs, under control is a big piece of that puzzle as well. And so it's one of those where it sounds good on the surface, but as always, we have to get past the headlines. We have to get underneath it to really make sure we understand what the issue is, what's being promised, what's likely to be the result. To me, this doesn't do anything to deal with regulatory costs, which will keep the cost of homes continuing to go high. And if the interest rates continue to stay high, that means the buying power of the homeowner is less. And that makes it all more difficult. And then, of course, the inventory issue gets compounded by all of that. And so we have to be careful when the government is being both the arsonist and the firefighter. That's where we often end up with these kinds of things, particularly in an election year. It gets complicated. It gets messy. And that's why getting government out of the way. Government has a role to play, for sure. But the heavy hand, the over-regulatory stuff, the high interest, those are all things where if we could get government a little more out of the way, we'd get a better result for the American people. All right, we're going to step aside for a quick break. When we come back, more Inside Sources on KSL News Radio. Stick around.